Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio highlighted the state's progress in sustainable development, governance reforms and human capital development at the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday. The Chief Minister also sought central support for major infrastructure projects, including an AIIMS, Indian Institute of Technology, Greenfield Airport, Foothill Road and Railway Expansion. He stated that despite significant progress achieved over the past two decades, Nagaland continues to face fiscal and infrastructural challenges as a resource-constrained and revenue-deficit state. Mr. Rio expressed concern over the discontinuation of revenue-deficit grants under the 16th Finance Commission and requested Niti Aayog's support for provision of annual special grants during the Commission's award period to ensure fiscal sustainability and continuity of essential public services. The Chief Minister further sought support for expansion of coffee cultivation, promotion of agar wood-based livelihoods, implementation of hydroelectric projects, and enhancement of sports infrastructure and youth development programs across the state. Meanwhile, Mr. Rio informed that a tripartite memorandum of understanding involving Nagaland, Assam and the Government of India has been signed to facilitate mineral oil explorations in the disputed area belt along the Assam-Nagaland border. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, T.R. Zilang, has expressed anguish over the brutal and inhuman killing of six innocent Zilangrong Nagas in Manipur. Condemning the barbaric and senseless act of violence, he said such acts are a direct assault on the values of humanity, peace and coexistence that bind our society together. Emphasizing that every human life is sacred and deserves respect regardless of ethnicity, religion or community, Mr. Zilang urged the competent authorities to conduct a thorough and impartial investigation and ensure that the perpetrators are tried in accordance with the provisions of the law. The Deputy Chief Minister said the victims and their families deserve answers and those responsible must be brought to justice without delay. Nagaland Health Protection Society, in collaboration with Chumukedema District Administration, organized the 100 Days Ayushman Student Coverage Mission across various educational institutions in Chumukedema District under Phase 1 yesterday. District Program Coordinator Akum Jungshi highlighted that so far a total of 502 individual Ayushman cards have been generated under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Arogya Yojana ABPMJ and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme CMHIS under the district. He informed that 8 educational institutions have been covered under the enrollment drive. Mr. Akum Jungshi added that the purpose of enrolling students under this mission is to support universal health coverage to achieve 100% card saturation and to ensure health security for students. For any further clarification or assistance regarding ABPMJ or CMHIS, one can contact toll-free helpline number 1-800-202-3380. Assistant Registrar of Cooperative Societies Nagaland, Oben Dangba, has called on the self-help groups, SHGs, to register under cooperative societies to access greater opportunities and long-term benefits. He also urged SHGs to adopt proper pricing strategies, improve product shelf life through fruit preservation techniques, and develop products suited for wider markets beyond Nagaland. Mr. Oben Dangba was speaking at the 3rd Annual General Meeting of the Liju Federation, Wojuro Block, under the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission at Wojuro Range in Wokha District yesterday. The meeting reviewed the Federation's activities and achievements over the past year and discussed future plans for strengthening livelihoods, women's empowerment and community enterprises. And Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK Zunipoto Nagaland University organized the Input Distribution Program under the NABARD-sponsored Farmers Support Program Fund FSPF project at VK Town, Akuluta in Zunipoto District yesterday. The program was held under the theme Empowering Rural Women Through Kadaknath Poultry Farming, A Sustainable Approach to Livelihood and Nutrition. Speaking on the occasion, Additional Deputy Commissioner Akuluta Thia Yangar Jamir encouraged the beneficiaries of rearing Kadaknath into economic venture which fetches a premium price in the market. Principal investigator of the project and head KVK Zunipoto, Dr. Rakesh Kumar Choresa, emphasized the importance of Kadaknath poultry farming in improving household nutrition, income generation and women's empowerment in rural areas. During the program, essential poultry inputs, including Kadaknath chicks, feeds, medicines, drinkers and feeders were distributed to 45 selected women beneficiaries under the project. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.